It's a dream, really. The response has been overwhelming.
That's artist Janet Eckelman beneath the floating sculpture she spent more than 2 years creating. A thin, willowy mesh of color and roughly half an acre in size, it's suspended above the Rose Kennedy Greenway, where it soars and breathes the air. The orange, purple, and green hues of its fiber glint in the sunlight like a translucent deep-sea creature. But this is a piece about a neighborhood.
For me, it was about how to connect the city back to its waterfront.
For 50 years, an elevated highway ran like a gash right through downtown Boston, severing one part of the city from the rest. But when the big dig brought the central artery down, the Greenway sprang up, and a land of opportunity was born.
I started looking at each of the buildings along the Greenway. My first idea was, I used to, as a kid, with a piece of string, play this cat's cradle, where you'd link the twine together. And my thought was that when the big dig allowed for the highway to be removed, there was this volume of airspace, and I just wanted to make a cat's cradle across it.
A one-time painter turned sculptor, the Brookline artist has created installations across the planet, working with a team of engineers, architects, and designers. Fiber is her medium, history is her prologue. Standing on the Greenway, Eckelman says her sculpture echoes Boston's past.
Right where we're standing here, this was the middle of Boston Harbor. The city cut down three mountains to fill in this water to make this land. And those three mountains are these open spaces inside my sculpture.
Eckelman's sculpture was raised over 10 hours early one Sunday morning. Only then did she give it the title, as if it were already here. Suddenly, the piece with its 100 miles of rope, linked by more than 500,000 knots, became part of the city's own fabric.
I was so nervous. I wanted to crawl under a rock the morning they were taking it up, you know. I was so scared it wouldn't be right. And for me, it's personally rewarding to see it shared, to see people excited, taking photos and sharing them. The whole creative inspiration of others is something I hadn't expected.
But for the Greenway, Lucas Cowan says it's all according to plan.
We've been kind of calling it internally our coming out piece for our public art.
Last fall, the Greenway named Cowan its first and only curator of public art.
Lucas, what's the role of public art in a very open space like this?
I think there's multiple roles. I think one of the biggest roles is actually to change the perceptions of the city in which we all live in.
Art has been a slow brew on the mile and a half long Greenway. Its most vibrant presence has been the Dewey Square mural, which changes annually. The Greenway is developing a 5-year public art plan, but Cowan says that includes no permanent pieces.
It's not so much based around the museum concept of hanging a painting on a wall. It's how you and the public can interact. Public art is meant to be touched. It's meant to be felt. It's meant to be experienced.
Next month on the park's Chinatown parcel, Cowan says the Greenway will unveil a new installation based on the Chinese zodiac signs.
So this year is actually the year of the sheep. So we've actually commissioned an artist from New York that is going to be bringing up to 10 different types of sheep made out of paper that are coated and made sure that they are weather resistant. They're going to be placed on different platforms which you can walk under and enjoy.
So you've made it part of your mission to not take art so seriously all the time.
Exactly. It doesn't need to be. Sometimes you just want to take a picture in front of it and laugh at it and send it to your mom. It's like, Mom, I'm with the sheep.
Cowan's pedigree includes 8 years with Millennium Park in Chicago, arguably one of the best cities for public art in the country, with works that are now landmarks in their own right.
Are we going to get there? Are we going to be Chicago?
It takes time. Chicago's public art program has been around since 1968. So Boston's public art program has been around, but it hasn't been fully around. So I would say give us a couple years, give us 10 years, and I think we can somewhat get there.
With the Eckelman sculpture, it's now off to a thunderous start. Even if the floating is fleeting, the artist says.
It's like the cherry blossoms. They are more beautiful because we know they're only here for a moment.
A moment to enjoy because Janet Eckelman's sculpture comes down in October. Jared Bowen, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.